Most days, you can find Florida State University marine scientist Dean Grubbs bouncing around the Gulf in a small boat, tagging and releasing sharks.
I already had these longer-term surveys looking at the distribution and the abundance of the different coastal sharks along the Gulf Coast of Florida, basically all the way from Apalachicola Bay down to Tampa, pretty much. So a pretty big swath of the eastern Gulf of Mexico.
Then came the 2010 Deepwater Horizon oil disaster. Grubbs and his team had lots of baseline data to assess how its aftermath was affecting the marine life they'd been studying.
Bottom line, which I think most people know, is that overall it seems that the coastal zone in the eastern Gulf of Mexico and Florida waters, we seem to have dodged a bullet there. The oil never reached our shoreline, you know, except for in the extreme western panhandle.
The big question, Grubb says, was what about the sea life closer to the spill site?
I mean, this oil spill occurred at 5,000 feet deep. Unfortunately, there's virtually no baseline data on what occurs at those depths in the northern Gulf of Mexico. There are a few trawl surveys that looked at smaller fishes and things like that, but no one knew anything about the bigger fishes that exist down there. So we started surveys starting at about 200 meters deep, so almost 700 feet, and working our way down to about 2,600 meters deep, so almost 10,000 feet deep, and looking at what's the community structure like.
Grubb says sharks are the ideal critter to track. They're at the top of the marine food chain, so anything affecting smaller creatures will show up in the shark population, too. He says the substance researchers are really looking for is PAHs, short for polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which are abundant in crude oil.
As you get closer to the spill site, you do see a higher frequency of exposure to these PAHs. You also see evidence that they're metabolizing it at a higher rate. At this point, it's still fairly low levels that we're seeing. So fine, they're metabolizing toxins from oil. They're metabolizing the oil. But is it at a level that has any kind of physiological effect, especially some kind of sublethal effect, some kind of effect that affects reproductive output or something like that?
The ultimate impact, Grubb says, may take years to determine, but this research is breaking ground in many areas. His team has even found a new species within the shark family.
We caught it really close to the oil spill site, about 5,000 feet deep, you know, and this is a big animal that's gone, you know, forever without being detected down there. How many more of these kinds of secrets are there? And how does what we do, both on land and in the coastal environment, affect what's happening out there? You know, we really have to start thinking more in this big picture.
Grubbs will reveal more of this fascinating big picture at this Tuesday night Science Cafe hosted by the National High Magnetic Field Laboratory. It happens at Ray's Steel City Saloon, corner of John Knox Road and Silver Slipper Lane in Tallahassee, starting at 6:15. For WFSU-FM, I'm Tom Flanagan.